And join us now on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, head coach of the Brookfield Bulldogs, Morgan Dixon. Coach Dixon, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us.
Oh, thanks for having the, all the, being able to get the kids all, we're going to start over again.
All right, here we go. Three, two.
I can't even say
that. That's all that happens. Don't worry about it. That's why they make these fancy recorders these days.
That's
see?
Right.
All right. Oh, no problem, man. Three, two, one. Join us now on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Brookfield Bulldogs, Morgan Dixon. Coach Dixon, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us.
All right, I appreciate it. It's always good to recognize the kids.
Absolutely, and a pair of seniors for you that you've nominated for the Dream Team this year, and Seth Spicinger and Art Huerta. First off, let's talk about Seth.
Well, what can you say about Seth? I mean, he's a fantastic athlete. He's, three sports. He does everything. He's a receiver on the football team, played quarterback when the quarterback got hurt, does an excellent job jumping and everything on the track team and in basketball. He's just a leader on the basketball court. He's a point guard, most athletic kid I've ever coached. He's a good student, too. I mean, he's on student council. He's doing everything around the school. So, he's just a great kid, going to go to college in Missouri Western probably next year. Team leader and a school leader. Everybody around the school knows who he is, and they kind of follow what he does. He's kind of a goofy kid sometimes, which is good, and keeps the team loose. But on the basketball court, man, he is amazing. He could handle the ball. He teams didn't press us very much because he's so good he's so fast and so good at handling the ball, and he'd see the floor. And he just did a little bit of everything. He led the team in assists and steals, and almost six assists a game and almost three steals. And that's pretty tough to do against a Class 3 competition. And he's second in the and points per game at 13.2, tied for second for rebounds for a point guard at 5.3, and he also second in blocks, and almost a block a game. So so athletic, and it was so easy coaching these guys when he was on the floor, because he'd call out plays. We'd have a lot of different sets that we could run, and he'd just call them out. He'd call out defenses every once in a while that needs to be changed, and every time he called the out-of-bounds plays, and it was amazing how many times we scored on certain plays. Just, he'd just look one way and pass the other. And, sometimes I just sat back and relaxed and just watched it. And he'd get mad at me every once in a while because I'd call out a play and he'd be calling out a different play. And then I'd just have to shut up and say, okay, Seth, take it. Whatever you're thinking you need to do, let's do it. So, he's one of those kids that, they don't come along very often. And he was so fun to coach. And you could count on him to do what needed to be done. He was a competitor. But he stayed loose enough where he didn't get too upset. He improved a lot on that from last year. Last year he'd get a little bit upset and get a little frustrated. This year not so much. And the guys just love playing together. And he was one of the great team leaders. At the end of the year we voted on captains. All the players voted. And who were the leaders on your team? And Seth and Art were the two that the whole team voted for. So there's a not much higher tribute that you can get from your teammates voting you captain. So what a great kid Seth is.
Absolutely, and you kind of made reference to it, too, that, it's leadership on the court's important, too, but also that stuff off the court's very important, and sounds like he's very good at the rest of that, too, as far as school goes.
Yeah, he is. He's just one of those kids that when we have assemblies and student council, they're in charge of all that. He'll get out and, get kids fired up or get them involved in whatever they need to do, and, it's just so natural. When I was that age, I didn't want to talk in front of people, but he makes it seem so easy. He's just, everybody likes him, and he's just got that confidence that he can do anything he wants to. So watch out, world, because he's coming after you, and he's going to be able to do anything he wants to.
Very good, and that leads us to another senior. You mentioned him a couple different times there in this deal, but Art Huerta, another senior that Brookfield's going to have to replace next season.
Yeah, both are going to be tough to replace, and Art, he's a smart kid, too. He's going to go to UMKC, the pharmacy school, so, that takes a lot of brains to be able to do that. And, he's kind of goofy, too. He's a little more goofy than Seth is, at least outwardly. He's kind of the glue that held the team together. When we played this past summer, he was gone to Boise State for a week. And the games we played that week, we played terrible. And then all the games that he was there, then, everything just kind of worked better. And so he was kind of the glue that held our team together. He played inside and outside. If you know Art, he's not very tall, and he's fairly wide. And I would I would tease him about that every once in a while. I don't think he missed very many meals. You know, they own the Mexican restaurant around here, and I don't think he skips too many meals. His mom feeds him pretty good. He's a great kid. He played, last year, or 2 years ago, he had surgery on his knee. He had an ACL tear, and, got that football, kicking a field goal or something. Somebody ran into it, so he missed a year, but came back last year pretty strong. This year, he just got a lot better. He shot the ball really well. He was our third leading scorer with 9.2 points a game, and fourth in rebounding, third in assists and steals. So, he was up there with everybody, and he also led the team in charges taken. He was pretty proud of that. He gave an award at the end of the year. I call it the Steel Jock Award, and said I didn't know if I could really give it to Art, but he was all excited to get that, and that was one of his goals for this year, to win that thing. But for a big kid, that he moves pretty good and he shoots the ball pretty well. He's got nice moves inside, and he was so fun. And every game this year, he was one of the team captains. He'd go up there and talk to the officials. That's one thing he really likes to do, is talk a lot, and he's pretty good at that. So he's gonna do really well in life too, being a smart kid and is very very good communication skills, and he just had a lot of fun out on the court, and great kicker in football, and really good basketball player, and so much fun to coach. And we're going to miss kids like that, they kept everybody else loose. He didn't get too upset about anything, but he again was a good competitor. He got in a little bit of foul trouble throughout the year, and he'd be mad when I'd take him out. He had two fouls early in the first quarter or something, and I won't foul again, and most of the time he didn't, and so put him back in, he'd get after it again, because without him we weren't near as good. So he's very competitive. Him and Seth, they kind of led us a couple years ago. I think we won two or three games. Last year we won six. This year we won 10. Most games Brookfield's won in like 10 years or something. So, these kids put a lot of heart and soul into it and a lot of effort, it's always fun when you win, but these kids made it fun even when we didn't win. They competed every game, and it was a heck of a lot of fun. And, it's going to be tough to not be able to coach these kids again, although I do get to coach them one more time. They're going to play in the Lions Club All-Star Game. Seth and Art both are. And so I'll get to coach them one more time in June up at Trenton and see if we can win that little tournament. So, great kids, come from great families. Everything, parents taught them well, and they learned well, and they're great, respectful kids, and just have fun with life.
Absolutely. Very well said. Again, we're speaking with Morgan Dixon. He's the head basketball coach at the Brookfield Bulldogs. And, again, Coach Dixon, we really appreciate you taking the time out to talk with us about your pair of seniors there on the Dream Team this year, and Seth Spicinger and Art Huerta. Any final words you want to get out there to folks?
Well, I just want to say these two kids are fantastic kids, and they're going to be missed a lot here at this school. And, they've kind of put down a little legacy for everybody else to follow, how to do things right, in school and in athletics, and how to just be good people. So they're great role models for kids coming up, and I appreciate all the work they put in.
There you have it, Coach Morgan Dixon, head coach of the Brookfield Bulldogs, on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.